Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning. Welcome to the Lacafaro Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing your report. Paul Ramo's in the studio, so is John Sherb. We're going to start off the show with cross country. And just a note, starting next week, we're going to have four coaches on the show. We'll have Tony Smith introducing his football team for this fall. First game would be 2 weeks from last night, I guess. And then Molly Hennon will be introducing her volleyball team, and her first match would be 2 weeks from this past Thursday. So we're going to have to cut the tennis coach and the cross-country coach a little shorter time starting next week. But you've got lots of time to talk today, John. You had two events this past week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we finally got off to Schneider for our 14-day sabbatical, so we got to kind of finally do something. So that was good. We went down to Lakeview on Tuesday. It was kind of a way to find out what our kids had been doing over the, you know, and a lot of the kids did. You could tell a lot of the kids the way we ran on Tuesday that they had done some workouts. They are in it, and that was good. The course at Lakeview is a fast course. It's not a lot of hills, and it's a pretty solid course to get on. So that was good to kind of get going. There was a late session we got down there, so we was just trying to get used to having to be the second team getting in, getting things situated, getting warmed up. So had to play a little bit with the mindset. And I thought our kids really, really did a nice job of running. You know, the bad thing is there's only two teams, so the crowd isn't as good for the pack running. But like I said, I thought we really did well. And, you know, starting off, you know, they actually, and I'm going to go backwards on it, they ended up with the junior high last, but I'm going to read off with them first. That's on my sheet. So that was kind of different there to do that. But, you know, in our junior high race, Kendall Johnson was third. She was second in the evening session. It was good to see her getting in, and she was in the thick of things. She was at 9:13. It's about 2,000-meter course they ran. Taylor Wood made another. You know, she's been making some nice steps there. She was fourth at 9:21. And then we had Evie Johnson was ninth at 10:10. Reese Oxnorth was 10th at 10:24. Then we had Morgan Anderson at 15th at 12:04. And then we had Ilana Fjerkensted. She was 19th at 12:53. And then Ella Stock, it was her debut. She had come out, so she was her first race run. She was 21st at 13:45. Junior high boys, we've got a very talented eighth grade class. There's some talent in there, and we're pretty darn strong. We ended up going 1-2-3 with it, and they all three of them just worked off each other and just pushed, and that's what's so nice, those three. Tayden Clark won it with a time of 7:28. Cade Solom was right behind him at 7:36, and then Tegan Allpress was third at 7:46. Then Matt Arndt was sixth, 8:41. Kurt Sherman was seventh at 8:51. Brendan Sherb was eighth at 8:52. Brody Bothan was ninth at 8:54. Baxter Koloff was 11th at 9:16. Luke Stock was 13th at 9:26. Carson Bessonen was 17th at 10:25. Emerson Johnson was 18th at 10:30. Hudson Giese was 19th at 11:15. R.J. Kuzma was 20th at 11:25. So, I thought the kids, junior high kids, really got into it. You know, they weren't in a rush, so it was kind of backwards for them. So they got to watch the varsity races. So they got a chance to find it, because then we flipped it back at our meet and put them first. So I thought, like I said, they really, you know, did well with that. Then the 5K girls, which is the varsity, they ran JV and varsity together. Taylor Shelstead was third. She was time of 23:13. I know she's learning to run, and that's why I talked with Paul on Thursday. She's learning to run without Annika, and Annika gets to be back next week, so we'll get her back in the fold. So she's learning how to run on the front side and being with the top kids that way, and so it's a different view, but it's a good view to challenge her and hopefully move this next level. Alex Stitt was fourth at 24:04. Josie Sherb was sixth at 24:48. Ella Johnson was ninth at 26:02. Maya Conroy was 10th at 26.03. Lainey Bartunek was 11th at 26.08. Rachel Lund was 13th at 26.34. Ayanna Hasted was 15th at 26.39. Grace Vosick was 18th at 29.01. Scoring, and I did not mention scoring, but both the junior high boys and girls did win the team scoring that way. And we ended up winning with a team scoring. We were first with 20, and Lakeview was second with 43. JV or the JV and varsity boys together, you know, with our slug of boys we've got out in that JV, we did a lot of things in there, and it was a lot of our black uniforms running, and it was good. You know, Zeke Sather won it. Zeke just continues to run really well and sharp. What was neat was Darius went with him just to find out what it was like, and Darius went out with and stayed with Zeke for must have been the 2 mile mark, and so, and then pulled back a little bit. Zeke was in Zeke took him, and Darius got into what I always call an uncomfortable stage, and it showed and carried him through, and he ran really, really fast, and that's probably one of the best performances I've seen in Darius's career, and it just, he was not afraid to go out and run with Zeke, and really did an outstanding job of going. So, and that was good for us with our 1-2 puncher. Zeke, what
last name for him?
Darius Fenske. Sorry, my fault. Darius Fenske. And Darius, just like I said, he just really did a nice job of it. So Zeke Sather was first with 16:43. Darius Fenske was second at 17:14. Caleb Johnson was fourth at 17:55. Peyton Starrard was fifth at 17:57. Caden Allpress was sixth at 18:09. Hunter Martinson was 7th at 18:21, and then Evan Hagelin right behind him at 18:21 also. Mason Bramer was 10th at 18:46. Eli Hagelin was 13th at 19:54. Then we had Isaac Conover at 17th at 20:39. Brandon Krosh at 20th at 21:29. Elijah Fierkenstedt was 21st at 21:34. Gavin Stoltz was 22nd at 21:36. Charlie Will was 25th at 22:10. And Lucas Vosick was 30th at 22:47. James Weber was 31st at 22:52. Tyler Buer was 34th at 23:59. Justin Perkins was 35th at 24:05. Jackson Buer was 37th at 24:17. Ethan Hursom was 38th at 24:32. Jordan Perkins was 43rd at 25:55. Jack Kennedy was 44th at 25:57. Wiley Wiebe was 45th at 25:58. So, like I said, we really, you know, again, did what we needed to do and just worked off each other, and that's what we've got to do when we get into races where we don't have some people to kind of run with. Because the kid that was third, the kid for Ortonville, wasn't even in our heat. So if you really think about it, we took the top eight spots. Excuse me. And so it was just kind of that break the way it was, and that's the way the system works, and we're just doing what we can. And like I said, we just, that's what we'll do. So I thought our kids really, really handled the comeback, and the cooling down, reminding them how to cool down, everything else. It was nice to see the upperclassmen of the varsity boys and the girls taking the kids out, getting their runs and getting their miles afterwards, trying to keep that and trying to cut down what I call this lactic acid. If you don't cool down properly, you're going to be stiff and sore for a couple of days, especially with us turning on racing on Thursday. So like I said, it was the weather was a little warmer, but still it was a good day to run just to kind of find out where we're at on Tuesday. Then Thursday, Paul was nice enough on his birthday to come in and do it. I mean, you know, it's a special national holiday when he has his birthday. I didn't know if he would actually show up or if he would just put up a statue of him there and just voice it or what. But, again, he was there, and it was good.
Yeah, and the girls even sang happy birthday to me.
You got the ones that can sing better. That's good. I'm glad you'd have the boys. They may have been a little bit more scary if the boys would have sang.
Yeah, thank them. That was a surprise to me. So that was fun.
Yeah. And what we did for ours on Thursday, we changed it up a little bit. We've tried to, it was Morris. It was good seeing Morris. We haven't seen Dale and I always talk a little bit, just because we used to be in that conference with them and the same thing in the section. So we talked a little bit just to see what's going on. I know he's struggling with his numbers a little bit too, and he's rebuilding. He's got some nice young kids coming up. So he's going to just rebuild as we go, and we've all been in that boat. So we got Morris and McCray, who we saw it also on Tuesday. We saw them again. So it was, you know, a good three-team meet. No one after us, which was nice. So we just were able to kind of get a little space and able to go. And we went back to our style of junior highs first, then the varsities, and then we went to JVs and did it that way. Junior high boys, you know, they continue to do very well. Again, like I said, those three junior high boys, and it's all of them too. I mean, it's just not those three, but those three on the front side are getting the notoriety, but everybody else behind them is just continuing to build off it. I thought our kids looked tired. And the times do show the sharpness to them. It showed. And plus, the Appling course is not a fast course. If you're going to run awesome personal best times, it's going to be a tough course to do. It doesn't work well. And like I told you guys that, Nikki, I talked to Nikki that night, and she goes, that's a tough double. You go from a fast course to now a course that really hashes your legs and your mind. He goes, I don't like running at Appling. I was not a fan of it. He goes, it just was tough to get fast times. You want to run fast. And so our kids handled it, and I thought we did a very good job fighting through it. It just, again, the times weren't there what we'd like to see, but again, they still went through it. Tayden Clark was first, again, with 914.37. Cade Solom was second at 930.46. Tegan Allpress was third at 938.87. Brody Bothan was seventh at 1102. Brendan Sherb was eighth at 1104. Baxter Colliff was 10th at 1113. Matt Arndt was 11th at 1121. Emerson Johnson was 13th at 1225. Luke Stock was 14th at 1244. Hudson Giese was 15th at 1252. And Carson Besson was 16th at 13.19, and R.J. Kuzman was 18th at 14.43. And like I said, it's tough. I know a lot of the kids ran a little bit faster, a little bit slower from when we ran in the first meet of the year, but they had fresh legs. So that shows if we had fresh legs, our times would have really improved from our last time. Scoring-wise, we ended up winning with 18 points. No one else had no one else had a complete team on that. Junior high girls, we didn't have Kendall. Kendall Johnson was gone. She was on a trip, so she was gone. And same thing with her and Caleb, so we didn't have those two. But Taylor Wood still did a really good job. She finished in second with a time of 11:31.22. Evie Johnson was fifth, was 12:30. Reese Oxendorf was sixth at 12:33. Morgan Anderson was seventh at 12:59. Then Ellie Stock was 11th at 15-16. Scoring-wise, we ended up finishing second in there. McCray's got some really young, talented girls. They won it with 25, and we were second with 31. Varsity girls, again, like I said, we're working and nothing against they're doing. They're working hard. It's just, again, we're just not there, and we're fighting a lot of things on the backside a little bit. I think once we get a little bit cleaner mind here in another week or so, I think it's going to help having Annika back just to give us that, you know, stability and working together.
Yeah. John, interrupt you here, but what struck me in my post interviews with the girls, I think it was Alex Stitt that said, you know, cross country is a very mental sport to begin with. And with COVID, the way they're running now, just with a few teams, it's more of a mental thing. Don't you agree that?
Very much so.
It's really different.
Yes, it is. Because, again, usually you have someone around you. You know, when you're in the races, you know, we've always races, you know, 10, 12 teams. You know, you get to Malacca, you get 30 teams. You always have bodies around you. And all of a sudden, if a girl has or anybody has like a 30-second, 45-second lead on you, and you got nothing in between you, you kind of get caught in a zone where it's like, I can't go, the yep. mental part, and it really can abuse you really badly if you aren't, you know, with it. And that's what, like I said, it's right now, because again, if you look at the separation, all of a sudden it's 20 seconds, 30 seconds, then all of a sudden you start going backwards better than going forward. And so it really, really is a challenging moment. And like I said, that's what we're trying to learn.
Yeah. And another girl said, you know, when they're the last couple hundred yards, sometimes I'm by myself, you know, nobody's pushing me to the finish line. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, it's a whole different style, and we've unfortunately have, you know, this is our first time with three teams, you know. Our first two meets, well, at first one we did have three, but, you know, running with two, and then you really get spread out, and then you go to now three, you know, we'll see a lot better force on Thursday, which will be good, too. We'll see Canby and Border West and that, and they both got good numbers, and both got a lot of talent there, so it'll be nice to kind of mix and match with it.
You run the same time?
Same time, okay. So that'll be nice. Like good. I said, we've wanted to see them, and just, again, the way the scheduling's work, we haven't seen Border West. So the girls, again, like I said, they're continuing to work and to understand it, and that's it's work in progress, and they are not frustrated. They're just focusing, learning the more that mental edge of it. So it's again, Taylor Shelsa was fifth with a time of 23:59. Then Alex Stitt was seventh at 25:24. Josie Sherb was ninth at 25:57. Rachel Lund was 10th at 26:30. Maya Conroy is 11th at 26:33. Ella Johnson was 13th at 26:36. And then Ayanna Hasted was 15th at 28:40. Scoring-wise, Morris and us were the only ones. Morris's girls ran really well. They won it with 18. We were second with 37. The boys, I knew Morris was down on their numbers a little bit, so they didn't have a lot that was ready to run with our level of boys. And again, I thought we changed a little bit tactical just to see what we can do. Darius was a little tighter, so we backed him off, but Mason Bramer ran with him, and that was really nice. See, Mason really, he got up and ran with Darius, and that was a big boost for him because he's coming back from his injury and running well, and I thought he really stepped up big for us there to kind of get back in the fold of things. And Zeke continues just to go out and just tool away. I mean, he went 17-11, which is outstanding for that course. So, I mean, he just continues to work. Darius Fenske was second at 18-11. Mason Bramer was third at 18-25. Caden Alpress was fourth at 18-42. Peyton Sturd was fifth at 18-57. Evan Hagelin was sixth at 19-17. And Hunter Martinson was seventh at 19-19. So we took the perfect score out. We got top seven out of our – we only had seven runners in. All seven took the top. So, again, it's – you know, because Caleb was gone, so we would have had eight. But, again – that's the way to go is we're able to throw kids in there just to see how they handle it. And I thought, you know, they did a really good job of handling the situation and of doing that's what we need to do. You got to fight through your tough days and you got to work on to your next day. And I thought the kids did really good with that. So we went with it 15, Morris was second, 55, and McCray had 76. JV, you know, our JV boys, again, are like I said, we're deep. They ran, and I forgot to mention, you know, 5Ks for the varsity and JV, and the junior high ran 2,300 meters. Eli Hagelin won it on the 5K course, 21:05. Isaac Conover was second at 21:23. Elijah Fierkenstead was third at 22:08. Brandon Karasha was fourth at 22:34. Gavin Stoltz was fifth at 22:39. Charlie Will was sixth at 22:39. Eighth was Lucas Vosick at 23:31. Justin Perkins was ninth at 23:46. Jackson Buehler was 10th at 23:48. Jordan Perkins was 11th at 23:52. James Weber was 12th at 24:14. Wiley Wiebe was 14th at 25:54. Jack Kennedy was 15th at 25:54. Ethan Herson was 16th at 26:09. So, again, a lot of kids, again, they all competed and they all worked off each other. You know, we were the only one with a complete score, and we were with 15. JV girls ran that 5K course also. Grace Vosick was third at the time, 30:37. And then Atiana Speck, who was getting back because she had some leg injuries, things like that, and got her back. She was fourth with a time of 32:10. So, again, like I said, just I thought the kids handled it well. I thought we, you know, did some good things. Like I said, just we looked tired, but it was still nice to have a home meet, getting another race in. We just needed to start getting some – we're going to have to race ourselves into shape.
Yep, for sure. So next week.
Next week we get one, so it'll be good. We get one meet. We'll go up. We'll have a meet at Wheaton at Border West. And then we'll do is it'll be nice because we'll run against Canby, who Canby is outstanding program all, every year in and out. So we'll get to see them, and then Border West will be in our batch. So like I said, we're going to have the, probably two best teams in that. And so it'll be a chance for our boys to run with the Stokes kid. He's been running well, see where he fits in with our seven. And same thing on the girls' side. We're going to be chasing the Canby's girls. Canby girls are running really well. So he'll give a chance. We'll get Annika back in there, so we'll see what kind of shape she's in. Hopefully she's got something. If not, it could be a tough mental edge for her to race. But see what we've got. So like, it's another meet, and just kind of step and go.
And it looks like it's going to cool down a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be nice. They're talking 60s and 50s, so that's really going to be nice. It's more seasonal weather. This up and down stuff can be a little tough at times. It's because the other thing is we've got to fight, too, with this. If we stay hot, we're not allowed to, you know, we always have our tent there. They really don't want us having the tent because they want to keep everybody spaced out, don't want it cramped in. So we can't use our tent that much, so we're able to get – camp area where there's trees and shade, so that's something that helps just trying to keep everybody air out and go.
The Wheaton Chorus would be flat, I would guess.
Flat? I don't know. It's on the west side of town, 4 miles.
Well, last, you've never been there.
Last time I was there, now I'm getting old now. I told Paul, I said, last time I was, we were there, I was still going to school in Fargo. Okay. Phil Galst had brought the team down there. It was 1990.
Okay.
So that's the last time I've been on the course is 1990. So, and that's when they last raced up there I know of.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
You can tell us next week if it was flat or rolly or whatever.
So.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report. The kids are doing a good job fighting the heat and coming off the 14-day vacation. So I'm sure they're going to get a workout in this weekend and stuff. And then you've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to prepare for Thursday.
Yep, that's the whole plan. So
John Sherb on Cross Country. We'll take this break. Dr. Hacker on the line, and we'll be talking girls' tennis after this.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
The Madison Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to come to the 2020 Oktoberfest Car Show. It'll be Saturday, October 3rd out at the Napa location, Madison Auto Parts on East Highway 40, Madison. 9 a.m. registration for vehicles, no registration fee. And the show will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Trophies for the best car, best truck, best motorcycle, dash plaques awarded to the first 50 participants. Lunch will be available. That's the 2020 Oktoberfest Car Show coming up Saturday, October 3rd in Madison.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coach's Show. We got Coach Dr. Brent Hacker on the phone with us. Good morning, Coach Hacker.
Hey, good morning there.
Yeah, well, big win, couple big wins for the girls this week.
Yeah, we had a nice week. They played well. We got to see some competition that wasn't kind of top of the bracket for our conference, and we were able to take care of business. So we knew lining up we were going to have some close matches. We played Melrose at home on Tuesday. We were able to pull out a 4-3 win there. Had some really nice matches across the board. We ended up pulling off all the singles matches. So our first, second, third, fourth singles positions all won. And that was Caitlin Whitnable at one, Maddie Matthews at two, Kayla Jan at three singles, and Hannah Oy at four singles. We had competitive matches over on the doubles side as well. Sarah Halverson and Claire Lowry lost a 7-5 first set, 6-3 second set. Sadie Hacker and Kelly Borman was our second doubles team, and they lost 6-3 to 7-5. And then Taylan Jorgensen and Trish Maharaj kind of wound up our third doubles and lost 6-4, 6-3. So, you know, had some tough matches, but were able to pull out a win, and that was great. The girls felt really good about that. It was nice to see them have some success. And we've got some extra players, including Elsie Wiebe, Kylie Asfeld, and Gertie Sieg. We've got about four or five players here kind of right in that third doubles area that are rotating in. They're very competitive. They're very similar in skills. You know, it's nice to have a little bit of depth there. And they're young, so they'll be coming back next year. So that's good, too. We were up to SOC on Thursday, and we were able to pull out a 5-2 win over SOC Center. So that was great. We picked up wins across our singles positions again. Same lineup as before. Caitlin Whitnable won, Maddie Matthews two, Kayla Jan three, Hannah Oy playing fourth. Hannah had a nice match, lost the first set, but was able to turn the match around and took the two following sets, 6-3 and 6-1, so picked up a win there. And then Sarah Halverson and Claire Lowry, our doubles players, they're playing up to positions they didn't, they weren't in last year at all. Sarah played third doubles. Claire missed most of the season because of an ankle injury. Picked up a really nice win and a three-setter up there. Sadie Hacker, Kelly Barman ended up losing in a three-setter, but played a really nice match. And then Taylan Jorgensen and Trish Maharaj were at their doubles team again. Ended up losing 6-4, 6-3, so competitive, but just couldn't pull the win off there. So we were very happy. That actually closes out our regular season right now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's it. We start playing a conference next week, and usually we would go up and play a conference tournament where each flight, like all the one singles players across all the conference teams would play each other in a draw. But because of COVID this year, they've changed it up where the teams are just playing against each other. So you're not bringing together a bunch of people in one location.
Okay.
So I don't even have the draw yet. That's yep. supposed to be out to me here by hopefully early afternoon from the conference director. But we will play Tuesday at the higher seed. And then we'll play, if win or lose, we play again Thursday. Again, team, you know, traveling to the higher seed. So if we're the higher seed, then folks will come to us. The way they've done it, there's nine teams in section, or in our conference, excuse me. The ninth team is automatically out. So they don't get to even participate, which is a bummer. Mm-hmm. But it was nice for us to pick up some wins. So that definitely guarantees we're not that ninth team this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, which is awesome. So with two wins, and actually YME would probably be that ninth team based on their record this year, and they're not playing anyhow because of COVID numbers. So so they're automatically out, and hopefully it gets us about a sixth ranking ahead of Sauk Center and ahead of Melrose since we just beat those two teams. So that's very exciting for us. You know, I have no seniors. I have one junior at a lot of 8th, 9th, and 10th graders playing, so it was awesome for those gals to get out there and pick up some wins. They've been working hard all season, making some really nice improvements with their games. So, you know, they deserve it. They've worked hard, so I was really happy to see that for them.
Yeah, that had to be a big confidence booster for your young team.
That was huge. Exactly right. That's huge. You've got two 8th graders playing at 3rd singles and 4th singles, so when they can go out there and pick up wins in 8th grade, that's a big deal. So. Yep. You know, good for them, and hopefully we can keep building on that.
Right. So there will be no singles, individual singles, or a doubles tournament this year then, right? Or in conference?
Well, as far as, that's what I understand.
Okay.
So, right, and that kind of gets into section play, and that's going to be not this coming week, but the week after. And it sounds like section is going to be run very similar to conference, where teams will play off within the section. So
okay.
I'm still waiting to hear back on what the exact details are on that. Things kind of change day by day. But I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be able to play some good matches Tuesday, Thursday this coming week just for conference. And then section, it sounds like very similar, matching up just team against team instead of individuals, like you said, Paul. But that'll be the week after probably.
Okay.
And they're doing something a little different with conference. They're taking the top four teams and putting those four in their own draw, and then taking the bottom four teams and putting those teams in their own draw. So, you know, we're going to be in those bottom four teams. You know, it's been a building year for us for sure. But, you know, if we're in the bottom four teams, I'm really hoping we can play hard and come out on top of that group. So, that would also be a huge confidence booster for the team.
All right. Real good. Well, it makes the van ride home when you're on the road to Sauk Center a little more pleasant, doesn't it?
right, exactly. You know, we were able to actually, Sauk was great. Austin Ireland, the JV coach, was able to drive the whole JV and varsity went up there. They've got 8 courts, so we were all able to be there as a full team together, which was a lot of fun. So
okay.
The gals played well, had a good time, and the weather was perfect up there. So I'm hoping we can do something like that at least once or twice every season where we can just put the teams together. And, you know, it helps. Everybody gets along well. It's an opportunity to just kind of get to know each other better. So
yeah, and JV did well.
JV had some good matches. Yes,
okay,
they've got
good.
Again a lot of young people down there. So kind of the same thing where we're building, but we got a lot of 7th and 8th graders there for us.
All right. So Tuesday, you'll be either at home or somewhere on the road for conference play.
Then. Right.
Okay.
Yes, correct. And I'm hoping if we get that 6th seed, that would put us. The 6th seed versus the 7th, we could be playing home on Tuesday, I'm hoping.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that would be great. We could have a home match possibly on Tuesday instead of have to travel.
All right, real good. Well, thank you, Dr. Hacker, for the tennis report this morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, that's Coach Dr. Brant Hacker of the Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boy Girls Tennis Team. We'll take a commercial break and stay tuned for Dick Newman's Sick Joke of the Week. You won't want to miss that.
St. John's Lutheran and Madison Fall Dinner Takeout Meal and Quilt Sale will be held Sunday, September 27th. Order takeout meals by calling 320-598-7550. Leave your name, number of meals you need, and your phone number. If you want it delivered, leave your address with the message. Deliveries in the city of Madison only. Pick up orders at the church from 11 to 12:30 at St. John's Lutheran on the 27th. The cost of the meal is $10. On the menu, ham and turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, frozen fruit salad, a bun, a bar for dessert. Proceeds go to local missions. Minnesota Valley Lutheran and Borgen Lutheran will have a joint service this Sunday, September 27th. That'll be at 10 a.m. at Minnesota Valley Lutheran with Holy Communion.
Governor Tim Walz has proclaimed September 2020 as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in the state of Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Health reports that in Minnesota, suicide is the eighth leading cause of death. In 2017, 783 Minnesotans died by suicide, an increase of 5% over the previous year. Suicide Prevention Awareness Month is a reminder that suicide touches families all across Minnesota and that we all must play a role in preventing suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Resource Centers offers tips on how to take action. In Minnesota, a range of resources are available, from phone support to mental health crisis teams. You can call Crisis 274-747 from your cell phone or visit the DHS website for your local number. Find out more at the Suicide Prevention Resource Center and the Minnesota Department of Health. This ad is sponsored by the Lac La Parle Local Mental Health Advisory Council.
The Madison Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to come to the 2020 Oktoberfest Car Show. It'll be Saturday, October 3rd, out at the Napa location, Madison Auto Parts on East Highway 40, Madison. 9 a.m. registration for vehicles, no registration fee, and the show will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Trophies for the best car, best truck, best motorcycle, dash plaques awarded to the first 50 participants. Lunch will be available. That's the 2020 Oktoberfest Car Show coming up Saturday, October 3rd in Madison.
Harvest season is a busy time for farmers. Don't add an accident to their day. Schibel Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want your help. Please share the road so you and local farmers can get all home safely. Look out for one another while driving, and we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual today to discuss your insurance needs at 320-289-2388. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, we will have four coaches to talk to next week. Tony Smith will be introducing his football team, and Molly Hennon will be introducing her volleyball team, and both will be in their first competition the following Thursday and Friday, respectively.
Right. Yeah, I tried to get Molly on the coach's show this morning, but she just texted me and says, well, she's helping her dad with the pigs in the pigs barn, pig barn, so she's scant right now. So.
Probably have a little background.
Yep. She's a farm girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
But as you heard, tennis team in action next week, and the cross-country team also in action. We'll be talking to Dr. Hacker and John Sherb about their outcomes next week, too. So things are picking up here at Lac La Parle and statewide as well. We were on a quick trip up to Door County in Wisconsin, and I talked to some people there about their situation with school and that. Drove by a number of high schools, nobody in the parking lot.
Oh,
no,
really?
School, no activities. And then I told this one person that that football and volleyball had been moved from the fall to the spring, but is now back in the fall. And he said, gosh, I wish something like that would happen in Wisconsin. So,
yeah, no, covering the cross-country meet Thursday, the kids are very appreciative that they're out there competing and running and participating, so let's hope we can keep doing that.
And you just mentioned, talked with John about this before he left the radio station, that some of the kids that were in football or in volleyball are all for cross-country, so they're true athletes. They want to be in the competition and get their bodies in shape.
Yeah, actually, the girl that took first place in Appleton on Thursday is a volleyball player for McRae, RCW, and it's her first year out for cross-country, and she was all smiles for her first time she took first, and she had a decision to make, you know.
Yeah, and maybe she can double up right now, too, once volleyball starts up.
Evan Hagelin told me that he's gonna be able to do both football and cross country. So that's good.
Good. Okay. Well, some of you are waiting for this. I got four Dick Newman sick jokes of the week. Anyway, the first one is about the virus that we are all concerned about. Virus humor. I used to spin the toilet paper like it was on Wheel of Fortune, but now I turn it like I'm cracking a safe. And then some questions or some things of interest. Why did the pig stop sunbathing? Because he was baking in the heat. When the electrician was asked what kind of vehicle he drove, he mentioned that he drove a Volkswagen, V-O-L-T-S. And finally, this is from Jack Lemmon. If you think it's hard to meet new people, try picking up the wrong golf ball on a golf course. Well, thanks for listening to the Coach's Show. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.